Phoenix FM. News Bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet. And spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. So visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
All outstanding farmers' payments to be cleared by 10th January 2026. Lundazi MP assures residents of government response to flash floods. In global news, Guinea restricts social media sites as junta chief takes election lead. Good evening. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. Government has assured that all outstanding payments to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, will be fully settled by 10th January 2026. In a statement, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbe Gomsogotwane said the delay in payments is regrettable, but efforts are underway to ensure farmers receive their dues. Dr. Msokotwane says the FRA will continue to receive funds from financing institutions and proceeds from maize sales, enabling payments to be made in tranches. He says farmers will therefore continue to receive their payments during this period ahead of the final settlement date. The minister has acknowledged the importance of timely payments in supporting households and livelihoods and has thanked farmers for their patience and contribution to national food security and economic stability. Dr. Msokotwane adds that government remains fully committed to ensuring that every farmer is paid in full within the stated time frame. Lundazi Member of Parliament Brenda Nyirenda has assured residents that government is responding to the flash floods that have hit the districts, leaving homes submerged and the water pure. In meeting with the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, in Lusaka today, Ms. Nyirenda said the DMMU has promised to address the matter and that arrangements are being made to supply tents, food and other essentials to those affected. She has expressed worry over the risk of waterborne diseases following the damaged water purification plant if the water situation is not worked on as early as possible. Ms. Nyirenda has urged residents to remain patient as the response from DMMU is encouraging and has assured that she is working with authorities to address the situation. She says a report will be made to determine the best course of action, including possible deployment of acro bridges in the area.
We don't have water because, you know, the water purification plant has been submerged. And at the end of the day, if we do not work on the water situation as early as possible, we are going to risk having serious diseases. This is the rain season, and already manyumba yali jemaji, so this is quite a challenge. As your area member of parliament, I have reported physically, but also we have received a report from the GMMU in Lundazi. Already there is hope for those who do not have homes. They are going to supply them with some tents, but they have to be collected from a particular area, which I cannot mention because that is not information that I am privileged with.
Heavy rains experienced in the district since last Thursday have left several families homeless, houses, bridges and crop fields submerged. The National Road Fund Agency, NRFA, has with immediate effect withdrawn the recently announced toll fee increase for selected motor vehicles, which was to take effect on 1st January 2026. This follows a decision to allow for the signing and publication of the requisite statutory instruments by the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development. According to a statement issued by the NRFA Public Relations Unit, existing toll fees remain unchanged at all NRFA-operated toll gates across the country and the three toll gates under Moik in Consortium Limited on the Lusaka and Dodo Road. The agency has therefore advised the public that the current toll fees will remain in place until further notice. Seven people have sustained injuries following a serious road traffic accident which occurred this morning along the Great North Road near Ngwerere Roundabout, involving a public bus heading towards Chisamba. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the Zhongtong bus, property of BA Logistics, was being driven by a 31-year-old Chitalu Gift. Mr. Chivali says preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred after the driver lost control of the bus due to excessive speed, initially hitting a streetlight pole before hitting into a nearby shop. He says all the injured passengers were rushed to Matera Level 1 Hospital, where they are currently receiving medical treatment, while investigations into the matter are ongoing.
The Zambia Police Service in Lusaka has recorded a serious road traffic accident in which seven passengers sustained serious injuries. The incident occurred on December 30, 2025, around 0450 hours, along the Great North Road near Ngwerere Roundabout. The accident involved a Zhongtong bus, registration number BBC 4497, property of BA Logistics, which was being driven by Chitalu Gift, age 31. The bus was heading towards the Chisamba direction. There were seven passengers on board who sustained various injuries. All the injured persons were rushed to Matero Level 1 Hospital, where they are currently receiving medical treatment.
Meanwhile, Mr. Chilavi says three people have sustained injuries in an accident that occurred this morning in Serenja District along the Great North Road. Mr. Chilavi says the accident involved a Scania public service bus belonging to Jordan Motors, driven by Alban Lungu, age 42, of Lusaka, and was heading towards Impika District with 52 passengers on board. He says also involved was a Howo truck and trailer belonging to Overland Tanzania, driven by Nyavantura Abakardo Simon, age 27, a Tanzanian national, which was carrying sulfur and was traveling in the opposite direction. Mr. Chilabi says preliminary investigations indicate that the bus driver was overspeeding and failed to negotiate a curve, causing it to collide with the rear trailer of the oncoming truck, lost control and overturned.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the bus driver was overspeeding and failed to negotiate a curve. The bus collided with the rear trailer of the oncoming truck, lost control and overturned. The bus driver and two passengers sustained serious injuries and were taken to Chitambo Mission Hospital, where they are receiving treatment. The remaining passengers were unharmed. Investigations into the accident are ongoing.
In global news, Guinea has restricted access to social media platforms, TikTok, YouTube and Facebook, as the country awaits the final results from Sunday's presidential election. Internet monitoring organization NetBlocks reported that access to the popular sites via key providers, Orange and MTN, had been disrupted. Initial results published late on Monday show that Junta Chief General Mamadi Doumbouya, who took power in a coup 4 years ago, has taken a huge lead in the presidential race, AFP News Agency reports. The main opposition leaders were barred from contesting the poll. The BBC has more on Other World News.
Saudi Arabia has told the United Arab Emirates to withdraw its forces from Yemen, accusing it of taking extremely dangerous steps. A statement said the UAE had pressured Yemeni separatists to carry out military operations on Saudi Arabia's southern border, an act it described as a threat to its national security. China has launched a number of rockets on the second day of military exercises around Taiwan, prompting the self-governing island to cancel dozens of flights. The Chinese war games are simulating the seizure and blockade of key parts of Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own territory. Protests are continuing for a third day in Iran against rising prices and an increase in the price of foreign currency. Students from several universities have joined the demonstrations, which were started on Sunday by shopkeepers and market stall holders.
We'll now take a quick break. We'll return shortly with the business news.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Taking flight on air and online. The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has withdrawn a total of 5